And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 31st of December. The last day of the year affords us the beautiful opportunity to take stock of our lives, to look back over the past year at all that has happened and all that has been accomplished. Today is a day to consider what in our lives we'd like to lean into and continue to develop, and what in our lives we'd like to shed and move away from. And while we're making changes in our lives, we need all the support we can get. Change, especially when we are changing from following a cultural norm to becoming countercultural, is not easy to sustain. If you're considering embracing the vegan lifestyle, bolster your resolve by watching vegan documentaries, reading vegan books, and finding a vegan community. Every year, World Peace Meditation Day is held on December 31st as the whole world contemplates the start of a new year. It bears a promise of ushering in a new era of peaceful relations in the world by making people more mindful of concepts like self-control and personal development. It is commonly known that when people are at peace with themselves, they are more likely to seek out and build peaceful relationships in their communities and nations. Numerous studies suggest that people who practice meditation are less likely to become involved in destructive or unethical activities. Meditation helps people manage stress and control their negative feelings. It makes people calm, tolerant, and increases clarity and focus. This ultimately helps to increase peace and decrease violence in our world. One common effect of a meditation practice is the deep realization of the oneness of all beings. This realization can lead people to adopt the vegan lifestyle. Over the years, researchers and social scientists have conducted various studies and experiments to determine the effects of mass meditation practices. In the 1980s, a social experiment was conducted in Lebanon to check if practicing meditation could promote peace. More than 1,000 people took part in the experiment, and the participants were asked to practice meditation in groups. During the experiment, street crime and violence were reduced in all the major cities of Lebanon. Similarly, researchers noticed that those groups of people that practiced meditation were less likely to get affected by the adverse effects of war in the country. World Peace Meditation Day is celebrated by different nations with different names. Some people call it World Healing Day, while some celebrate it as the Universal Hour of Peace. Various meditative and spiritual communities participate in flash mobs to perform meditation in groups. These events are usually organized in public places where a large number of people can easily participate and practice meditation. And here is a guided meditation for today by Dr. Lisa Miller. Find comfort in your seat. Close off the eyes if you're not driving. Take 3 deep, intentional cycles of breath. Scan the physical body. Notice each point of connection between the body and its foundation. See where you can soften, where you can breathe into, where you can release tension. Imagine you have set your table for a gathering. And imagine seated around this table is every person, living or deceased, who you know wants the best for you. Ask each person, "Do you love me?" Imagine your higher power is also seated at this table. Ask your higher power, "Do you love me?" You are seated at this table as well. Ask yourself, "Do you love me?" And now, what does each person want to say to you? What do you need to hear from them? Each person at your table is your counsel, and they are always here for you. Who shows up at the table may change as you travel your road, but this transcendent relationship is your birthright, and it is real. A guided meditation from Dr. Lisa Miller. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that meditating helps us live our lives on purpose.